Welcome to the Architect My Life podcast. I'm Maya Schlachter, serial entrepreneur and CEO of the MGS Global Group, where we serve architecture and design firms with project delivery, such as drafting, 3D visualization, and graphics production support. I am also the founder of Architect My Life. My goal is to help creative entrepreneurs such as architects and other design-related professionals scale their business to six or seven figures. I also show them how it's possible to do this while living a rich life outside their work, reclaiming time and energy for themselves and their families. Creatives were taught how to master their craft, but not taught how to run and grow a business. Each podcast episode features a different entrepreneur from the creative industry who shares their journey towards success. If you have a growth story that others in our community could benefit from hearing, stick around to the end of the show to see how you could be a guest in one of our future episodes. Now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome to Architect My Life, where we interview creative entrepreneurs on their journey. I'm your host, Betty Quimby, and joining us today, we have Jessica Fritz. Jessica is the owner of J Core Architecture, and we're so happy to have you today, Jessica. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm very interested. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe your background?
Sure. So I think like a lot of architects, I've always, for as long as I've known, wanted to be an architect. And I pretty much started my career out in Southern California at a residential architecture firm called WHA. I've been doing residential architecture now for about 8 years and working with home builders and custom home design. And yeah, just really enjoying everything from design to construction drawings. It's a really fun industry.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You're telling me that you're doing residential architecture mainly. And when is it, because I know you own your own business, J Core Architecture.
When yes.
Did you realize that you wanted to be a business owner through your process?
You know, I think a part of me has always wanted to have a business. Since I was younger, I've always been good at running my own schedule, and maybe I was bossy as a kid. I don't know, but yeah, I've kind of always known, but more recently over the past couple of years, I've felt I had to gain a level of confidence to feel that I was comfortable to go off on my own, because architecture is a big industry. It's a lot to learn. And, after probably 5 to 6 years of working for a company and gaining my license, I finally felt comfortable enough to start taking on small projects and work up from there.
Very nice. So how long have you owned the business? How many years has it been?
It's been almost 2 years now.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And so what is your biggest challenge or obstacle that either starting or growing a business? Since you're kind of newer to this, it's been like 2 years. What have been your obstacles or challenges thus far?
I think, honestly, my biggest challenge right now has been hiring and making sure that I have the team behind me to take on the work. When I first started, I thought that it was going to be getting the work that was going to be more difficult, but in the market today, that has not proven to be as much of an issue as I had forecasted. So just making sure I'm managing everything. And, you know, I think you don't like to say no to projects, and everything has some kind of aspect where you're like, this could be really cool. I'd really like to take this on. And making sure I have the team and the time and the resources, the technology behind that to really get the jobs done.
Team, time, and tech. It's the T's
you need. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that. And then, you know, I see that you went, I'm drawing a blank on the school that you graduated from. Where'd you get your architect degree?
I got my degree from Wentworth Institute of Technology.
Wentworth, okay.
Yeah, in Boston.
Boston. Okay, excellent. So did you have a specific mentor that really influenced you along the way, or like maybe earlier in your years? Or is there someone specific that stands out that really kind of shined a light on your career right now?
Two people, maybe three. The first was definitely a professor of mine at school. She really pushed me along and kind of pushed me to come out to the West Coast. I'm in Phoenix now. She's actually working at Gensler in LA now herself. But she was a really great female figure. She worked at the school, but she also designed her own home. So she was doing a little bit of both. She had her own business at one point, and she's kind of gone back and forth. But we kept in touch over the years, and she was always a kind of a go-to for big career questions. And you know, I think that the second would be Vern Swabeck out here in Phoenix, Arizona. He's owned his firm for a long time. He was part of the school at Taliesin for Frank Lloyd Wright. And he helped me along in my master's thesis at school. It was kind of how I got connected with him. And I did work for him for a short amount of time. But he's just an inspiring character himself.
Can you say his name one more time, please?
Vernon Swabeck.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Swabeck. Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you for that. You were talking about challenges with your business so far, and you said time, technology, and what was the other T?
Time, technology, tech. Yeah. Oh, no, we said tech. People.
Yeah.
Resources. Team. That's what it was.
I love it. All right. So see, the T's. Remember it. So time, tech, and team. So what about how COVID has affected your business? Have you had any challenges with COVID that were, you know, did that affect your business at all? Or what did you come up with like during this time that, you know, may have been unexpected outside of the team and the tech and that's?
Well, I think, you know, I was still working full time when COVID hit. I was running the business as a side business. So COVID it didn't hit too horribly because I was set up at home already, taking on projects on the side. I think the hardest thing with COVID was getting out and meeting people and marketing. And luckily I've got enough resources and there's been enough word of mouth that I don't even really have the opportunity to market as much right now because I need that team built up behind me. But for sure, there was definitely people that I was talking to, reaching out with, that builders that were unsure of the future and didn't want to make any commitments.
Yeah. Wow. Well, meeting people, of course, during this time can be challenging, but it sounds like you have the business flow going anyways. So it's,
mm-hmm.
it's you said it and the ball's rolling. So that's very positive, which brings us to our next question, which was what unexpected positive outcomes or lessons have you learned maybe during this time?
I think the biggest positive is that everybody is so used to working remotely right now. And I don't have the pressure to go out and get an office. So I have team members, one's in San Diego, one's in New Hampshire. I have clients that are in Utah and Southern California. Wow. So there, as of right now, I really have no need to have that physical space. And so it's really exciting to see the world go in this direction. And it's like, everybody's used to it. So you're not like, you don't feel like you're not up to speed by not being in an office.
Right. And it saves money, I'm sure too. Like,
absolutely.
So that's amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's a good one. What are the most important personality traits that you have or someone needs to have to run a successful business? So you already told me you're a go-getter and that you're kind of bossy. So what else is there?
I think time management absolutely is a big thing. I've always been very good at writing down my schedule, writing down my tasks for the day, staying on track. There's been times where, you know, I spend the time beginning of the week to write out my week, that, you know, this is everything I have to get done. And there's been times in the middle of the week where I get off a few meetings and I'm so overwhelmed and I'm like, you know what? I just need to look at the tasks and do the next one on the list. Yeah. So being able to prioritize time management, and just being able to take a walk, relax, and not get overwhelmed, because the overwhelm can kind of stop you right in your tracks and leave you not able to really take on any task.
So stress management is a good quality to have.
Absolutely.
Management, stress management. Excellent. And delegation. You talk about your team and how you need to have a good team behind you. So that all helps as well.
Right.
Okay, cool. So then what do you have a niche? Is there like a special type of architecture that you really, really are drawn to?
Sure. So most of what I did growing up in the industry was working with home builders, residential home builders. So that's the biggest background I have of experience. But what I noticed in that was that a lot of architecture companies are still using AutoCAD 2D drafting software for these type of clients. And it was very hard. I remember my first company that I was kind of, you know, pushing, well, why aren't we using 3D modeling? Why aren't we in Revit? Like, I kind of felt like I was almost falling behind my peers because of the fact that we weren't in that space. And the answer I constantly got was, we don't need to, it's too expensive. That's not, the builders don't want that. And, you know, with COVID hitting and the whole idea of virtual reality, it's been like, well, wait a minute. Like if we're doing our drawings, 3D modeling, that opens doors for builders for VR. And I mean, there's a million reasons why 3D modeling and using 3D modeling for design is just more efficient, more creative than 2D software. So that's been my big, I guess, marketing point to builders, is that all of my work is in 3D modeling. So a lot of the builders I work for are interested in that, and they're working on moving their plan libraries into Revit and into the BIM software. So that's kind of the niche that I found to get into.
So it's with the technology again, you're back to technology. Super.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Super important. Okay, cool. And if using this program software that you're talking about and being up to date with everything, what would be your dream project? Like if you had one project that you could work on that would be like the biggest or best thing you could ever do, what would that be?
I probably like a 10 to 15,000 square foot custom residence.
Okay.
If I had nothing else, if I wasn't worried about money, if I wasn't worried about budget and could just spend, you know, 2-3 years with a homeowner and just go all out on custom design and lifestyle, yes. I think that would just be the most fun.
Sounds very fun.
Yeah.
You're basically like, okay, how do you want to live your life? Where do you want this? What do you want to do this? Oh, we could do this. And you'd have all these ideas and you get to design it with them. I love that.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Okay. So as we close out, I would like to know, where do you see Jessica Fritz in 3 years? 3 years from now.
3 years from now, I would like to, I hope to have an office by then. I do think collaboration among team members is important. You know, maybe with up to 10 employees and really have a solid firm and have our solid client base and, you know, just be kind of rocking and rolling and making an impact on the industry.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, you are big on collaboration. I can tell so much. So that's amazing. And I do agree that, you know, working with, in my field, I'm a teacher and musician, and I love to bounce ideas back and forth and collaborate. Because, I mean, when you're by yourself in a box, it's hard to come up with things. You think it's good, and then someone else looks at it, and they're like, no, you should have done this, or, you know. So there's much there. But, well, that's amazing. I am so excited to meet you. I'm so happy that you're excited and I can tell you're going places because you're so enthusiastic, and it sounds like you have a great background. You know exactly what you want. And I would love for you to tell our guests, where can they find you on social media so they can get in contact with you if they'd like to learn more about J-Core Architecture or any other of your projects?
Sure. So I do have a website, and that's jcore-architecture.com. And also I connect with a lot of people on Instagram, and the Instagram handle is Jessica Fritz Architect.
Jessica Fritz Architect, F-R-I-T-Z, correct?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jessica. You've been a pleasure to have today.
And thank you.
This is Architect My Life podcast. I am your host, Betty Quimby. And thank you again, Jessica Fritz.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Architect My Life podcast. We'd love to hear from you on social media using the hashtag Architect My Life podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @Aya_Architect My Life. That's Aya, A-Y-A. _Architect My Life. And for women firm owners, I invite you to join the Architect My Life private Facebook group. If you haven't already, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to the show, as well as rate or review us wherever you access podcasts. And if you think you have something to add to the conversation through your success running a business, we invite you to apply to be a guest in one of our upcoming episodes. Visit architectmylife.com/podcast to learn more. Maybe you're not in a position to share your success story yet. That's okay. Take your business to the next level with our coaching and online courses. Get everything you need at architectmylife.com. Remember, there is a way to manage it all so you can achieve more. I'm Aya Schlachter. Thanks again for listening.